Baylor University is in the midst of an athletic renaissance. If you've spent any time in Waco over the last 10 years, that shouldn't come as any surprise. The athletic program has seen national success across the board, from national championships in tennis and equestrian to major bowl appearances by the football team. But perhaps no group is more nationally respected at this point than Baylor women's basketball. The Lady Bears have grown into one of the most successful basketball programs in the nation under head coach Kim Mulkey, who first arrived in Waco in 2000. Jay Luxis is an assistant athletic director of marketing and fan engagement. After spending time with two other athletic programs, he says Baylor's consistent fan support for women's basketball is unique compared to other programs. Luxis sees Mulkey as the driving force behind the success.
I think everybody really just gravitates towards Coach Mulkey. I mean, she's a fierce competitor. She's great to work with on and off the court. I think she knows what she needs to succeed, and she gets it done.
Though women's basketball is considered a revenue sport, it isn't known nationally for its strong fan support. For many schools, the sport is somewhat of an afterthought in the realm of college athletics. This was true at Baylor, where the school did not have an intercollegiate women's basketball team until the 1970s. Between then and Mulkey's arrival, women's basketball struggled to gain a foothold in the community. During the 2000 season, the last before Mulkey arrived in Waco, the Lady Bears drew just 1,700 fans to their games. Mulkey recalled coming to Waco to the prospect of a Farrell Center at below 20% capacity, and knew she could do something about it.
Well, on the women's side, you have to generate fan interest. Certainly winning brings a lot of fans, but when you can have a relationship with your fans, they feel like that they're a bigger part of your success.
Just 5 years into Mulkey's reign, everything changed. Mulkey and All-American forward Sophia Young led Baylor to its first national championship. The win did not only help establish Mulkey as a coach, but became the catalyst that changed how Baylor as a school and athletic program was perceived. Baylor's director of athletic marketing, Chad Klempenauer, was a student intern during the 2005 championship season, and remembered that there was an immediate swell in support for the team and athletic department after the championship win.
That was big because we were looking for something like this. It had never happened before, and so once it happened, everyone just jumped on board and was all in, and that led the way to all of the other recent years of success.
While winning titles has brought in significant support, the Lady Bears have remained proactive in making new fans in the community. Players have been known to visit schools to read with kids and visit patients at Baylor Scott and White Hospital. The Lady Bears have also stayed active in engaging Baylor alumni through the Tip-Off Club. The Tip-Off Club is the official women's support organization through the Baylor Bear Alumni Foundation. Members can pledge at different levels and receive benefits, including apparel, interaction with the team, and scouting reports from coaches. Donations for senior citizens start at just $100, compared to $350 for men's basketball. Again, here's Klempenauer, who works closely with the Tip-Off Club at Baylor.
They do a lot of post-game events with them. They're always present for those. And so I think the fans enjoy learning about them off the court and their interest, and they follow them to road games. And so I think they're not even fans anymore. They're kind of like part of their family.
The results are undeniable. Between the 2011 and 2015 seasons, Baylor ranks number 6 nationally in average attendance with more than 7,500 fans per game. That number is 2,000 more fans than Texas A&M gets per game, and nearly 4,000 more than the University of Texas. The attendance number even dwarfs the men's basketball team, which draws just under 7,000 fans per game over the past 5 seasons. Much has changed at Baylor in the 16 years since Mulkey took charge. Baylor football has experienced a similar resurgence under Art Briles, which led to the $270 million McLean Stadium project. Scott Drew took over men's basketball in 2003 and has led the Bears to a pair of Elite Eight appearances. No matter who you talk to in the athletic department, the message is clear. There has never been a better time to be a Bear.
I think our 2005 national championship in front of 30,000 people was a shining light for our university, and I think it also showed our alumni and our administration, hey, we like winning and we can do this on a national stage. Let's go get the right coaches. Let's give them the right resources and see if we can't do this across the board in athletics.
The Baylor Lady Bears were eliminated in the Elite Eight for the third consecutive season, but returned 4 starters and a pair of All-Americans next season. The Lady Bears will also welcome in the number 1 recruiting class in the nation. The future remains bright in Waco, both on the court and in the stands. For KWBU, I'm Shahan Jayaraja.